What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm gonna be going over the top five reasons why girls disappear on you. So maybe things were going really well, you thought she was interested, and then all of a sudden she either completely disappears or tells you that she's not feeling it anymore. So again, gonna be going over the top five reasons why girls lose interest and give you guys a little bit of a pep talk too, because I think sometimes it can be very frustrating when things are going really well and then all of a sudden they end out of nowhere. So knowing the reason why can be helpful. But also know that you shouldn't need closure in this type of situation. Closure is made up. It's a thing that you feel like you need that doesn't actually exist. I've done a video on what to do when she ghosts you, and basically the answer to that is nothing. There's nothing you can do, and unfortunately you just have to kind of accept, you know, the fact that you can't control everyone else and what they choose to do or if they choose to like you. So you should be able to be just fine on your own regardless of what happens. So let's get started. Number one is one that you guys might not have ever heard before, and that is she got the ick. So you might be wondering what exactly the ick is, and it's a term that's blown up because of a girl on TikTok named Tinks. And while I absolutely adore Tinks, she's one of my all-time favorite TikTokers, I just really love her. This is one piece of advice that I just cannot stand behind, and I don't know if it's because I don't have the full meaning of what she actually means by it, but I'm just gonna play this little clip for you guys so you guys can understand also what I'm talking about.
Advocate when you're dating someone new to make an ick list. So the ick is when you get that feeling of sudden cringe with someone that you're dating. I have girlfriends where they'll sit down and they'll be like, he had white sheets and I can't see him again. Icks.
First of all, having white sheets is a good thing. I don't think she necessarily meant to say white, because I would say as a woman that's a good thing to have white sheets, and everyone in the comments agreed, so just ignore that.
Can be varying degrees. You can get an ick that's terminal, you can never see them again, or you can move past it. The ick list on your phone, on your notes app, you write their name and then you write underneath it little things that are not a huge ick but gross you out, or they bother you, or it's a weird thing that they said or did. And you keep this in your back pocket if you're in a fight, or if you feel like you're catching feelings too quickly and you like them more than they like you, or if you break up, and you can review it and be like, okay, I'm fine.
So again, this is just a piece of advice that I have to respectfully disagree with. Again, love Tinks, adore her. This is just one thing I don't agree with. And the reason is because it's projecting. When we don't accept our own flaws as a person, it feels impossible to accept someone else. So we nitpick and we find every little thing wrong with someone in order to avoid attachment. Constantly trying to find things that are wrong with people to push them away, to avoid being attached or to feel any sort of feelings for them. Nitpicking tiny little things about them before we even give them a chance. And at first it might kind of seem like red flags and icks are the same thing, but then when she explains it, it doesn't seem like that's the case at all. Red flags are things that your gut kind of signals that, okay, this is not right. This is an area where we aren't compatible. Not necessarily an ick, where it's more minuscule. So keep that in mind. Deal breakers are also different. I think red flags often lead to deal breakers, but it doesn't really seem to me like an ick is a deal breaker or a red flag. It kind of just seems very surface level. While a deal breaker or a red flag might be about values, ideas about life, morals, icks are very surface level and don't really get any deeper than that. from my understanding. So again, this is just a trend that's happening on TikTok right now, but I think a lot of women take this advice. Unfortunately, I think that unrealistic standards and people being more picky than ever, trying to reach perfection, has really caused an increase in this. So if someone's talking to you, things are going really well, you've had a couple dates, and you sneeze in front of them for the first time, and they don't like the way your sneeze sounds, well, that would probably be an ick. And it's ridiculous, and it's really unrealistic. And I know sometimes things can be deeper than that, and by no means am I saying you should be avoiding red flags or deal breakers or writing those off, because those are incredibly different. But I think to just like pick someone apart and find everything that you don't like about them is not helpful for you, and it's not helpful obviously for that other person either. But also, again, I wanted to tie in here deal breakers and red flags. Maybe she saw something about you that she felt like you were no longer compatible, or that it wasn't going to work out in the future, or maybe you said something in a conversation that doesn't align with her morals and values, then that can be a little bit different. And I think that's completely fair, because you wouldn't want someone to keep dating you even though, you know, they knew from the very beginning that it wasn't going to work out. Often red flags end up being deal breakers in the end, so seeing those in the beginning is important. But I did want to also highlight the difference here between red flags and icks, because it does seem like there's a substantial one. But unfortunately, I think both of them are happening. And while I agree with the red flag thing and deal breakers, I don't necessarily agree with trying to find icks and things about people that are so surface level and stupid that they really don't even matter. Keep in mind that this is happening a lot, and I feel like it's just going to continue as we try to strive for this idea of perfection, and everyone just has all these really unrealistic standards. Number two, you were just the attention guy. So I've actually done a whole video about this, so I'll link it in the description for you guys if you want to check it out. But a lot of the time, I think girls will talk to you, and I don't mean this in a malicious way or to put women down, but I do think sometimes girls just want attention, and they get so much attention online that it's just kind of second nature. As a woman, I'm saying that. My inbox is always full. If I was single, I'm sure it would be even worse. I would be getting tons of messages and likes on dating apps. And just really think about all the attention that women get on a daily basis. She might have only been acting interested in you or talking to you because you were giving her that attention. And you were probably just the attention guy and the fill-in guy, and she wasn't ever actually interested in the first place, which can be kind of hard to distinguish between. But really, guys, if someone likes you, you will know. And it's very obvious once you see the signs of being an attention guy, if you're an attention guy. And again, I'm not gonna get super into the details here because I did a whole video about it, but one specifically is she just texts you, and then when you ask her to hang out, she always flakes or cancels, and she's constantly texting you but never hanging out with you. She just wants the attention from you. And a lot of times I see this happen when girls get out of a relationship and they're just talking to a bunch of guys, and maybe you're one of them, or maybe you would be a rebound. And in that case, you don't want to be a rebound anyway. Sometimes if girls start talking to someone too soon after a breakup, you end up just being the attention guy or the fill-in guy or the guy occupying her time to prevent her from being as sad and feeling like she's still getting that male validation or attention. So maybe you thought she was interested and really she just wanted attention. Number three, she was just never into you. I think sometimes we have a tendency to overthink and overanalyze everything.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And I get a lot of messages from guys telling me their situation, and it's very obvious just from the little paragraph they've written me that the girl does not like them. And we don't sometimes want to accept that. So we trick ourselves into thinking this person likes us when in reality they don't and they never did. Maybe she said something like, "You're great. I just don't see this going anywhere romantically." As much as I know it sucks to hear that, I think we can all appreciate and applaud the fact that someone was honest enough to tell you that and be upfront about it rather than ghosting you. You can't force someone to like you no matter how much you like them. And unfortunately, that's just the way that life is. Maybe you guys started dating and things were going really well at first and then she realized she didn't really like you. Sometimes you just have to kind of get to know someone and date someone and talk to them a little bit to figure out if you guys would be compatible or not. And sometimes you're just not, and that's okay. And that could be something that has to do with her that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Maybe she realizes she's not ready for a relationship. Maybe she just doesn't feel like you guys have alignment on your morals and values or whatever it might be. It's not always about you or your fault. So I want you guys all to know that as well. I think a lot of times we become really critical and hard on ourselves when things don't work out, or we're facing constant rejection and failure or whatever it might be. And the reality is that it's not always about you. The next one is about you though, and it's the fact that you were too clingy. One thing we never want to do is be desperate. Maybe you were rushing things and being needy and it was a huge turnoff for her and she realized that she was just not ready for this, or you just completely turned her off and she was out the door. You probably scared her away, and unfortunately I think this happens a lot as well. Because of this scarcity mindset, I think a lot of guys are dating and feel like they don't have a lot of options because maybe they don't have a lot of options, but that reflects in the way that you interact with someone. You pedestalize them, you rush things, you get really needy and clingy or controlling, and it's really never good for you or the person involved. So we really want to cut this out and stop that scarcity mindset and go into things with an abundance mindset of, you know, knowing that you'll be okay regardless of what happens, knowing that there will be another option and you don't have to get this girl to like you because you don't have any other options in the whole wide world. We really got to cut that out because it's affecting you and the people around you, and it's not doing you any favors. And really, this behavior is just incredibly unattractive when girls do it too. So when anybody is doing this, it's never a good look, and we really just don't want to be doing it. So girls are attracted to guys who are confident, who are secure with themselves, who know what they want, they know what they bring to the table. And if you're acting desperate and needy or clingy, you're not demonstrating those behaviors. So we want to switch that around. And last on my list, she met someone else. And again, this is one of those that is extremely common, especially with social media and dating apps. Girls have a ton of options online. So if you started talking to her, you're messaging on Tinder, and then she swipes with someone else that she thinks is more attractive or has a better conversation with her, she might lose interest in you if you were just talking for a little while and start talking to that other guy. This can happen pretty naturally, and I think this happens to a lot of people. So if this has happened to you, don't feel bad, because I'm sure it's happened to everyone at some point. She might have met someone she's more compatible with. Maybe he's more attractive. Maybe they had a better conversation. I mean, there are really so many factors to consider there. And I don't say that to make you feel bad or so that you compare yourself to other people and feel bad about yourself. But sadly, it's just the reality with people constantly looking for something better, never being satisfied with what they have and what's in front of them, and always looking for the next best thing. Hypergamy. I mean, there really are so many factors that go into this one. And again, like I always say, you could be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be someone out there that doesn't like peaches. So you could be really working on yourself, being the best that you can be, and still not everyone is going to like you, and they're going to think they can find someone better than you. There's always going to be someone more attractive. There's always going to be someone who makes more money. There's always going to be someone that drives a nicer car. So constantly comparing yourself and, you know, trying to strive to be the best at everything is not going to get you anywhere. Really, all you can do is focus on yourself and be the best you that you can be, instead of constantly worrying about what everyone else has and comparing yourself to them. That's only going to destroy you. Comparison is the thief of joy, and I don't want any of you guys to be doing that. So unfortunately, like I said, the chances that she met someone else are incredibly common. That's why I always say, if you're meeting on a dating app, get her off that dating app as soon as you can and make plans to hang out if you're texting her, just so that you can kind of build some rapport face to face and move things along quicker than the other guys are. And I'm not saying you should be rushing it, asking her on a date the next day. Of course, that might work out for some people, but you really want to make it feel natural. But get her off the app, because there are probably hundreds of other guys messaging her on the app as well. So if you can get her number and get her off of the app, you have a better chance. So I don't say that to make it feel like Hunger Games, like you're competing with all these people and doing whatever, but unfortunately, Online dating and dating apps are highly favored for women, and it's much easier for women to get more matches and more messages on there. So it kind of is like you're competing with all these other people for a woman. And if you don't want to do that, that's totally up to you. I think often it's easier for guys in person. So if you're someone who has totally struck out with dating apps, I would recommend going the in-person route. So at the end of the day, I know I just told you all this stuff so that you know it, but really, it doesn't matter why she's not interested. It doesn't matter why she didn't text you back. It doesn't matter why she ghosted you, because at the end of the day, she doesn't like you. And that's all that you need to know. And while some of these things I think can push you in a better direction, say you were being clingy, maybe now you know that's something that you need to work on and fix for the future. But a lot of times it's just out of your control and there's really nothing that you can do. So obsessing over it or overanalyzing it is really not going to help you. And that really is the reason why I wanted you guys to know these reasons, so that you aren't overanalyzing your situation and you understand, okay, this could be the reason why, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter because she doesn't like me. And I have to be okay with that and be able to move on so that I can live my happy and fulfilling life without this person that I literally just met. So we don't want any one-itis here. We don't want to be chasing girls. I do not ever recommend that on my channel, because I want all of you guys to be focusing on yourselves and being the best you that you can be. And naturally, you will attract people. If you are being someone that you want to attract, you will attract the right people for you. Keep that in mind. I promise you will all be okay. All right, guys, that is all I have for top 5 reasons why she disappeared on you. I hope you all found this video helpful. If you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Of course, there are probably some other ones that I missed, so if you think of any, leave them down below. She could be busy, she could be whatever. I mean, really, it could be anything, but I think these are the top 5. So let me know what you think. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit Grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.